prepare to receive as we prepare for liftoff pleasure. So when they say liftoff pleasure, it's like this gentle reminder to move into our highest acquaintance, to move into our highest standing. So we want to remember that in truth we're light, we're spirit. And so what we're doing is we're attesting to that highest value. In other words, we're choosing our highest frequency. We're choosing our light. So what we do when we claim this, when we allow this, when we ascend, so we remember we're ascending in consciousness, we're ascending into highest circuitry, we override the past simply because we draw from our future tense. We draw from our light. We draw from our new timeline. We draw from our new offering. And in that energy, in that evolvement, this is where we now stand. So it's sort of like, what past? What past grudge? What past resentment? Because we're in an alternate reality. So this is where it's like it gets good and it gets better and it gets better still. As we will proceed, as we will sign off on the past, as we will open up to our abundance. And so abundance is not give me a lot of wealth. It's give me a lot of circuitry, light. And so from that light, from that true awareness, this is where we create our greatest glory. We create out of our light. We create out of our rainbow energy. We create, which is the whole reason we took on this incarnation, is we're no longer just trying to have a cool linear life. It's like that actually isn't even real. It's a dream state. So what we're doing is we're attesting to our highest value and permitting the light to be reacquainted. In other words, I remember who I am. I remember what it means to let go. I remember what it means to walk away from the trauma rather than having to say the last word. Unless, of course, we're guided to share the word. But when we share that word, it's in love. It's in love and recall for all. It's not in anger. It's not in fear. It's not in conflict. It's in that new dawning. So it's like you're lighting the world. You're sprinkling all with that light. So it doesn't matter if someone's physically present, if you're sending it out to the collective for everyone to know the truth of them, and if you're forgiving all sorrows. In other words, you're sending that energy into past consideration, past conflict, past fear, whatever it is, because you've already triumphed. You've passed over. You've sealed your fate and acknowledged all is already home, all is already welcomed, all is already acquired, because again, the future where it's all already done in a way is already standing. And so what we're doing is coming into further alliance, coming into further agreement, coming into further engagement so that we operate from this highest truth. So as we will receive our highest circuitry, as we will receive our golden treasures. So our golden treasures are activations of our true self, of our true relevance. So again, it's not hand me my possessions, it's hand me the truth of self. And out of that alignment, I claim the wealth for all. So the wealth may be a physical healing. The wealth may be a healing from fear. The wealth may be whatever is your next rightful pleasure. So again, everyone's steps are ordered. You don't need someone else's step. You don't need to repeat what your friend is doing. What you need is your next circuitry, your next step up, your next abundant windfall. So they're saying windfall intentionally. So windfall is not like just a little teeny tiny piece. Windfall is all of it, all at once, all at once. So as we will receive our light, as we will receive our harmonics. So we want to remember, so the harmonics is touching us all over. Sounds kind of weird, but touching us all over. In other words, we're standing into our power, standing into our light. So when I'm receiving this, I'm just receiving everyone's like column of light. I actually see your spinal columns for some reason, and it's like for all of us to enjoy, because again, we're being synchronized. In other words, who we are, who we've invested in, is a very small aspect of who we actually are. And so as these light codes surround us, as they, it's like bing, 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 it's lighting up our circuitry so that we can come on board. Now, what it's going to do is to provide like our guest pass. In other words, it's going to increase our efficiency. So we want to pay attention to where we're prompted, where we're provided for, because some of us have these linear, well, this is what I want to do, but that door is not really opening because you're being led somewhere else. Excuse me, they're showing me the Oscars, that gold guy Oscar. So the idea is it's like wherever our performance lays, wherever our performance is needed. So we all want to remember that this was all orchestrated or arranged when we took this incarnation. So everybody has a next step. Everyone has a next follow through. Everyone has that grand performance. So we want to allow that kind gesturing. We want to allow that circuitry to take hold. So we're each shown our next resolution, we're each shown our next acquirement. So these energies are helping us explode. We are not falling apart, we're graduating. So when I receive it, we just keep expanding. We keep expanding. And for whatever reason, I still see a spinal column. It's so funny. The reason it's so funny and I'm kind of giggling is like I'm more than I normally am. I see what I normally don't see. So it's sort of like becoming accustomed to who we really are. So the more we remember we're multidimensional, the more we remember we can see without physical sight. The physical sight doesn't show us true reality. So we're learning to take it all in. We're learning to advance. We're learning to relax. So allow these energies to stir you, to adjust you, to inspire you, to encourage you. And again, what you're going to find is when I'm receiving it, it's like things start falling off. So you know, like that little nursery rhyme, it's like one more climbed in and the other fell out of the bed on the other side. That's what it feels like. So things that we're like so involved in, we think are so important, they're just suddenly going to fall off the radar. Why? Because we can't do it all. We can't stay in attendance to some of this linear menagerie or self-interest, self being the lower self, when we're already climbing the mountain. So it's just sort of like being called into the reserves, being called by your higher self. It's like you're being called, you're being signaled. So again, feel that assurance, feel that almost, I want to say insistence, because you're just going to start feeling the energies, and it's almost like you can't help yourself, and it's exactly what it's supposed to be. It's like onward and upward. My mind was thinking this, but I'm being called to that. So allow the shifts to occur quite naturally. Allow the old to fall off. Remember, we're all moving into different dimensional realities, and everyone is exactly in their right place, everything in divine order, and allow yourself full attainment, full exposure, full endowment. So receive these energies. They're saying far and wide, and when I receive far and wide, I can actually feel people that, as we understand, there is still to be other people that are coming into my mission, coming into my field, excuse me, who I either don't know or have not been privy to in this incarnation very often or recently, because it feels like new energy. But when I say far and wide, it's like remembering where we're calling, because as we state our readiness, as we state our glee, like in other words, as we sound off, as we claim, it's a vibrational reunion. It's a vibrational reunion. Everything that is due you It's like you don't have to work really hard. What you need to do though is set your readiness, because you're calling it in vibrationally. And it's a little bit like you can't fake out the universe. So if you don't receive, if you don't stand upon, in other words, welcome that vibration, well, then if it's not, you're not ready for it, you can do malas all day long and it still won't come yet. It doesn't mean it won't come, but it won't come until you're properly prepared, because you have to be holding that vibration, that sing-along, in order to play your part. So allow these energies to shift and change and expose. So expose sometimes is what needs attending to. So what you haven't been attending to, what needs attending to. So allow yourself to receive the light, allow yourself to receive heavenly gesturing, allow yourself to receive your full endowment. Let us receive. There's someone that's just like a teeny weeny bit scared. It's like, oh, what is all this gonna mean for me? What you're doing is you're surrendering to love. You're surrendering to your higher self. So you don't have to call the travel agent. Can you explain this to me? You're trusting your higher self. So that's the thing. Do you trust your lower self that doesn't know who you really are, what you're capable of, why you're really here? Or do you trust your divine self? You're simply trusting your divine self. Easy peasy. But I understand the fear. So they want me to follow through with that. So you want to acknowledge it. You don't want to deny the fear. What helps is if you bathe it in love. Like, let the fear be present. And then just the way you would comfort a small child, you would surround them with love. You give them hugs. You give them a bear to hold, something. So that's what you want to do for yourself. So you're going to acknowledge the fear, and then you're going to apply love. Surround it, give it space, apply love. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. All right, so let me see how we can be of further assistance. We will begin with